Well, I think the stage is already set, and our Lord Jesus is surely coming. Amen. I want you to turn this morning with me to the book of Isaiah. In chapter 9, I shall read verse 6. May I say, for those of you who are visiting with us today, we're happy to have you a part of our spiritual encounter for the summer season. May I remind you, one and all, of the services tonight at 7. My message tonight, Through Flames of Fire, Part 2. Part 1, last Sunday night. Through Flames of Fire, Part 2, tonight. As we continue the sermon series in the book of Daniel. And I hope that you will be here to share in this wonderful hour of worship. Last night, for the first cottage prayer meeting of this summer season, we met in the home of Dr. and Mrs. Hampton, and we had a wonderful time. People on their knees praying for revival. And we believe God will answer those prayers. And we hope that you'll get in these cottage prayer meetings week after week, every Saturday night in the summer. And I hope that you'll be much in prayer for the revival and the spiritual encounter that we're expecting from the Lord during these days. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, right after we pause in a moment of prayer. Our Father, we are thankful again for Thy blessings upon us today. We thank Thee that we do have that blessed hope of the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray today that as the message goes forth, that the Holy Spirit would speak to our hearts and grant unto each of us a sense of direction for our lives, not only for time, but for eternity. And again, we pray, should there be those in our midst without the Savior, that they might come to know Him. For those who are seeking a church home and a place to serve Thee, may the Holy Spirit lead them in that decision. In Jesus' name we ask it, and for Jesus' sake, amen. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. His name. My message this morning, the worth of a name. Why, the most precious thing in the world to a man is his name. It's music in his ears. The wise Solomon said, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. A good name is like precious ointment. Names suggest different things to us as we go along. I think, for example, the name Rockefeller. It suggests wealth and fortune, riches, silver, and gold. I think of the name Ford. Henry Ford, if you please. Speaks of industry and business and commerce. I think of the name of the Caesars of Rome. Augustus, Tiberius, Claudius, Nero, Vespasian, Titus, and on it goes. These are names that have had and do now have an impact upon people all over the world. As I look at these names, I see in them power. I see in them strength and wisdom and wealth and might. There is power to buy, to build, and to boss in these names. But for my life, I can find nothing in these names of world renown that will bring about the cleansing of the heart of sinful man. There is not a name in all the annals of human history. I repeat, there is not a name in the annals of human history that can create or cleanse or cover our sins. Search the annals of history. From Nimrod to Nebuchadnezzar, from Kipling to Khrushchev, from Hammurabi to Hitler, from Louis XIV to Pope Paul VI, there's not a name. There's not a name in the annals of history that can save one lost, dying soul. But do not despair, my beloved friend. There is a name. A name that is above every name. And I speak of the name of Jesus. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. It is through His wonderful name as Lord and Savior and Master that we have salvation and satisfaction and security. Why, beloved, when His name is written, it moves kings off their thrones. When His name is spoken, it convicts hearts of sin. When His name is uttered, it moves the throne of God, and God condescends to our low estate in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What a name! I speak of three things concerning that name this morning. The worth of a name. First of all, I speak of the preeminence of His name. Secondly, I speak of the privileges of His name. And thirdly, I shall speak of the power of His name. First of all, the preeminence of His name. Has it ever occurred to you how many books have been written about the name of Christ? I would suppose that there have been more books written about Him than about all of the characters of history put together. Why, almost every song that we sing contains the name of Jesus. His name is inscribed indelibly upon the pages of history. Armies have marched in His names, in His name. Victories have been won in His name. Empires have been toppled in His name. And people have been saved all over the world, in every country, in His name. His name is exalted. Paul declares in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, in verse 21, that God hath given Him and elevated Him a position far above principalities and powers and dominions and thrones, and above every name in this world and in the world to come. I read in Hebrews chapter 1 at verse 4, being made so much better than the angels, as He hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. I read in Philippians chapter 2, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation, and took upon Him the form of a servant. And being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven, of things on the earth, and of things under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. I come to you this morning not in the name of the Baptist Church. I come to you not in the name of the Baptist denomination, but I come to you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. His name is a sovereign name. His name is an all-sufficient name. At His name, the devil must flee. At His name, demons are cast out. At His name, souls are born again. His name is above every name. It is indeed an exalted name. And beloved, it's a reverent name. I read in Psalm 111 and verse 9, "Holy and reverend is thy name." Such a pity, such a tragedy, such an awesome thing that men would take the name of Christ in vain, that men would blaspheme the holy name. Beloved, let me say to you this morning that there is coming an hour, there's coming a time, there's coming a day when every person on earth, I gave it to you a while ago in Philippians chapter 2, when every being in heaven, when every being underneath the earth shall call upon that glorious and wonderful name and shall ascribe to him all majesty and honor and glory and might and wisdom that is due his name and his wonderful name alone. I'm glad that we march under the banner of his name today. I'm glad that it is at his name we fight the devil. It is through his name that we preach the gospel. It is in his name that we approach the task that we have before us. Beloved, his name is exalted and reverend and meaningful. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. That name Jesus comes from two words, Jehovah Hoshea, the God of salvation. So when he was born yonder in Bethlehem's manger, the angel announced that thou shalt call his name Jehovah Hoshea, the God of salvation. I read in Isaiah 7:14, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. A virgin shall conceive and shall bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. What a name is the name of Christ. Let me speak a moment or two about the privileges of his name. Our only access to the throne of God is in the name of the Lord Jesus. Almost every prayer that is uttered, almost every prayer that is offered in the name of Jesus. What a privilege we have today to sing about his name, to read about his name, to rejoice over his name, to preach in his name, to pray in his name, to witness in his name, to evangelize in his name, to take his name to every tribe and every continent and every village and every hamlet all over the earth. I don't know of a name anywhere that has more privileges than the name Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, our Lord, the Holy One of Israel, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, the fairest of 10,000 to our soul today. What a privilege in the name of Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we stand here today to proclaim the unsearchable riches of God's eternal and marvelous grace, because Jesus Christ came and lived and died and was resurrected and ascended back to the Father. And he sent us in his name to preach the gospel. He sent us in his name to sing the old songs of Zion. He sends us in his name to testify and witness to the power of the gospel. What a privilege in his name. The privilege of access to God. The privilege of evangelizing the world. The privilege of answered prayer. Jesus said in John 14:14, listen to this. Whatsoever things ye ask in my name, it shall be done. Whatsoever things ye ask in my name, it shall be done. The privilege of answered prayer in his name. What shall I say about the power of his name? I read in Genesis chapter 1 at verse 26, there is creative power in him. Where we have in that wonderful story of the account of creation, may I pause here long enough to say that we do not accept any other account of creation except God's account, Amen. The Bible account, the Genesis account. Let me say to you that there is power to create in that name. God said, let us make man in our image. And I declare unto you that he was speaking of himself and of his Son and of the blessed Holy Spirit. All things were made by him, and without him there was not anything made that was made. I read in Hebrews chapter 1, in that God who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom he also made the worlds. The very air that you breathe was created by his power and in his name. The very ground upon which you walk was created by his power and in his name. The very food that you eat was created by his power and in his name. The power of creation. Then, beloved, there's the power of healing. Somebody asked me one time, do you believe in divine healing? I said, well, that's the only kind I know anything about, Amen. Is divine healing. Now, I believe God uses our medical authorities and our doctors and our medicines and uses other ways when it pleases him to heal. Why, sure, I believe in divine healing. I don't believe that we ought to get things out of perspective. And I don't believe we ought to parade up and down the land to make a spectacle out of the power of God. But I believe, and I'm convinced with all of my heart this morning, that there is healing power in his name. Amen. You don't believe it? Ask the man who was born blind in John chapter 9. Ask the man who was laid at the gate beautiful. For it was in his name, the name of Jesus Christ, that these men were healed. And I believe God is able to do far above anything that we could ask or think or expect or hope for. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus, there is power to heal. Beloved, there's power to save in that wonderful name. Sin is our greatest enemy. We have no weapons against sin except the word of God and the name of the Lord Jesus. And by the Holy Spirit, we can wield these weapons. We can fight back. We can attack. We can overcome. We can gain the victory through the Lord Jesus. Every soul of Adam's race in ages past, in this present age, and in any time to come, every soul who has ever been or ever shall be saved, it will be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I read in John chapter 1, verses 11 and 12, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. Even to them that believe in his name. I read in Acts 10:43, and to him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth shall receive remission of sin. I read in John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that ye might believe, and that by believing you might have life through his name. I read in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There's no salvation in Rockefeller's name. There's no salvation in Ford's name. There's no salvation in the Caesar's name. There's no salvation in the Pope's name. There's no salvation in the priest's name. There's no salvation in the preacher's name. But there is salvation in the Savior's DNA. In the conquering, prevailing, powerful name of Christ, there is eternal salvation. Let me say to you this morning, if you're without Christ, if you ever have any hope of ever being saved, it'll be in the name of Jesus Christ. You can try 1,000 different ways. You can do 1,000 different things. You may go all over the world and try every formula. But beloved, if you're ever to be saved, it'll be by faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. His name speaks then of power to create, power to heal, and power to save. I ask you this morning, who else can say, look unto me, all ye ends of the earth, and be ye saved? Who else can say, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, first and the last? Who else can say, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me? Who else can say, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee? Who else can say, behold, I stand at the door and knock? If any man hear my voice and open, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. Who else can say, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Who else can say, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life? Who else can say, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out? Nobody but Jesus. I speak to you today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If there's sin in your life as a Christian, only the name of Christ can shame you of that sin. I read in the book of Colossians chapter 3. Everything that you do in word and in deed, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it's hard to break rules in the name of Jesus Christ. It's hard to cheat in the name of Jesus Christ. It's difficult to lie in the name of Jesus Christ. It's hard to hate in the name of Jesus Christ. It's hard, you young people and you children, to disobey your parents in the name of Jesus Christ. It's hard to commit adultery in the name of Jesus Christ. It's hard to bear false witness in the name of Jesus Christ. It's hard to kill in the name of Jesus Christ. It's hard to neglect your spiritual duties in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever ye do in word or deed, do it in the name of Jesus Christ. The worth of a name. There is a name I left to hear. It sounds like music in my ear. The name of Jesus. Sweetest note in seraph song, sweetest song on mortal tongue, sweetest carol ever sung, Jesus, blessed Jesus. No wonder we sing, take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then where'er you go. I speak to you, I adjure you, I appeal to you, in the name of Jesus Christ, surrender your life to God. Forsake your sin. Come and unite with the fellowship of this church. All of these in the name that is above every name, even the name of the Lord Jesus. Let us stand for our prayer. Our Father, we truly thank Thee this morning for that wonderful name. We thank Thee that it is through that name that we have salvation, that great gift that Thou hast given us. We thank Thee that through Thy name we have a blessed hope. Through the name of Jesus, we can walk through the dark valley. We can climb the hills of opposition. We can go around the world proclaiming Thy goodness in that marvelous name. So we pray this morning that men might acknowledge that name, that men might forsake their sin in favor of that name, that men might come to pray for revival in that name, that families might come and unite with the fellowship of the church in that name, that men and women and boys and girls and young people might dedicate their lives to thee in that name, that sinners might be saved in that name. For we pray and ask it in that name and for his sake. While our heads are bowed, just before the choir sings the invitation appeal, if you're out there this morning and you do not know the Lord Jesus, you've never anchored your faith in him, you've never come and prayed in his name for salvation, I invite you to come. If you're out there today, though you are a Christian, you do not have the victory in the name of Jesus that you know a Christian ought to have. You do not have the courage in the name of Jesus to witness and testify and share your faith and share Christ. I want you to come this morning. If you're out there and there's something in your heart that ought not to be, in the name of Jesus, get it out. If there's a sin in your life hindering your testimony, in the name of Jesus, get it out. Rid yourself of it. If you're out there and you need a church home, in the name of Jesus, make the right decision today. Whatever your need is, while the choir sings and while we give you this appeal, in the name of Jesus, I admonish you to come.